not blown.
Well, this can happen if you have an ingrown toenail or something, too.
Infected?
No. This is just a crystal growth. Proud flesh or something like that. If you go away on a trip and come back and find that one of your friends is dead, you want to know what caused it, what would you ask? Say you know it's an illness, but you don't know what one it was. What would you ask? What did he die
with?
And then the body is taken to the undertaker, it's embalmed and put in a
casket,
and it's taken to the church for the
funeral,
and it's taken out for burial in the
cemetery,
and the widow wears black to show that she's
mourning,
and somebody will come up and say, now everything will be all right, so there's no need for you to
weep.
Mm-hmm. And I'll be here. I'll take care of everything. So don't
worry.
Mm-hmm. Oh, some diseases. The one where the joints get stiff.
Arthritis.
Is that ever called anything else?
Rheumatism.
The disease where there's a membrane that forms in the throat. Children?
Croup?
Well, this can be fatal.
Diphtheria?
Mm-hmm. And the one where the patient turns yellow?
Jaundice?
Mm-hmm. The one where there's a sharp pain in the right side in this region?
Appendicitis?
Mm-hmm. Was that ever called anything else? If you hear a man going around like this, his nose is plugged up and his eyes are running, you say, what's happened to him? This would probably be in the winter. Maybe it's something.
Cold?
Hmm?
A cold?
What about it? If someone said, what's happened to him? You'd say, well, he
has a cold.
And if it's cold, he has a
cough.
And if his voice gets raspy,
hoarse.
Mm-hmm. Let's get back to this friend of yours who died. Let's get another friend. Let's say this one has gone to the hospital, but he's alive.